What's going on, Halo community? Welcome to episode 10 of the Halo United podcast. It's Hungry Bear, and joining me, I have South. What's going on, South?
Not much, man. Just chilling on a Sunday. We ran a bunch of errands today. Glad to be sitting down on my butt.
Have you had some Taco Bell?
Actually, no. I have not gotten any Taco Bell. Oh, no. Wait. I take that back. I got Taco Bell Thursday. Yeah, I think okay. It was Thursday, and it was one of those Taco Bell / KFCs.
Oh, yeah.
And they had like the advertisement for the Series X giveaway. Mm-hmm. Ordered, got a large drink. The cup had nothing to do with Series X. So I felt felt a little ripped off.
Wow, dude. So when I go, I just make sure I've already probably had like eight cups already. No wins thus far. I have one to try out tomorrow. We'll see. But I've always make sure, please, can I have the Xbox marking on it? And they usually hook it up. But one of the local Taco Bells in my area in South Miami, a guy actually won. So, you know, I was talking to the guy. I was like, yo, can I get like some cups? You know, like, can I just buy some cups? And he was telling me, yeah, sure, but I can't give you any extra. So I was like, okay, whatever, I tried. And he told me he went ahead and was like, dude, some guy won. And so keep on ordering. You'll be able to get it soon enough. So I'm pretty stoked. We'll see. I'm going to keep on going. Hopefully I don't get diabetes by the end of this marketing. We'll see.
I'll just get Pepsi? Pepsi products, get Diet Pepsi, and then...
Yeah, right. I was just like, let me just get water in my Xbox marketing. But yeah, so, you know, hopefully, you know, for those of you out there, if you guys want a chance on getting an Xbox Series X, one of your ways to do that is Taco Bell has some marketing going on. So, you know, with that, we'll go ahead and come to some of the topics that we're going to be talking about today. We got, you know, just a few questions that we went and got from some listeners. And then we're going to talk a little bit today about the marketing with Taco Bell. There was an ad that came out recently. We're going to talk about that. And then we'll just be talking about some of the stuff coming to MCC. And South is going to go ahead, and he actually got some figures not too long ago. Actually, today, right? Am I right, Eric?
Yeah, past couple days and today. So, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be able to go ahead and give his thoughts on those. And so, anyways, let's dive right into it. So, Eric, really quick, what do you think about some of the toys that you got recently?
Well, I have mixed figures. Mixed feelings about the figures. So, first couple ones I got were like the 3.7-inch scale figures. Those so far have been great. Only have four of those. Like, I have a Chief, mm-hmm. A Spartan, a Brute Chieftain, and then Jaga. So I've got those. Those are cool. Like, I have no issues with them. And then, but today I got some of the 6-inch figures. I got the red. I have the red Spartan. I've got Cat and Master Chief. Sorry, I'm trying to remember what the heck I have. The red one got it. The issue, like the joints, everything's fine with it for the most part. Mm-hmm. But the visor isn't pushed in all the way. Like, it can pop off. Like, if there's a gap. Wow. Okay. And so, I mean, that's fixable. You know, for the most part, I could just probably just shave it down or whatever and pop it back in. Okay. But then the Chief, very disappointed with the Chief because I was looking forward to that the most. The right arm is extremely loose. Like, he can't hold anything up. And then on the left arm, because you have the shoulder joint, the part that there's a part that connects to the shoulder and then the part that connects to the arm itself, that doesn't twist at all. So his arm that joint's frozen. I've been really excited for these because especially how are these bigger figures, they remind me more of the, older Halo figures back in the day. Who was it that made those? Why am I having a brain fart on that? No, not McFarlane. Joyride. That's who it was. Joyride. Oh, okay. You know, because they had chrome visors on the figures, mm-hmm. and they were bigger figures than your typical, like, you know, your Marvel Legends and Black Series Star Wars figures. And mm-hmm. so I've been pretty dang excited for these. And it seems that like people are having a lot of quality control issues on the bigger figures. So I'm hoping that, you know, as time goes on, they'll fix it. But really disappointed in the Master Chief figure, and then the fact that the visor was messed up on the other. I haven't opened up Cat yet, but because the first wave, there's Master Chief, and then I can't remember what was the default armor for Infinite supposed to be. What are they calling it?
You have it right there.
I don't have the package with me.
I got a brain fart right now. But the generic multiplayer Spartan, pretty much.
Yeah, and then so the first wave has Master Chief, two Spartans, one white, one red, and then Cat. So they're also doing, you know, so the smaller ones, they call it, was I think World of Halo scale.
Yeah.
So everything's supposed World to be scale. With it's supposed to be within scale. So even Chief is taller than the, you know, Spartan, which actually I will say the Chief is bigger than the red Spartan I have here. But
that's kind of cool though. Like when you mentioned that to me earlier, I thought that was kind of interesting because I was like, well, you know, usually they just like make it real simple and just like, let's pop them out real quick and let's not think about the detail too much. But that kind of attention to detail is pretty good. You know, unfortunately, you know, some of the models aren't, you know, up to par, you know, as a good quality when it comes to the art, you know, how it can move around and hold its position. But, you know, seeing that attention to scale and in detail like that is pretty good.
Well, definitely. And then the fact that, well, obviously this stuff is coming out now. This was before the infinite delay when these were even announced. And so, you know, we're starting to see toys pop up. Mm-hmm. And these toys are made, they're by Jazzwares. Jazzwares, yeah. And so they usually do like Fortnite and a few other, I think they do some Pokemon stuff as well. And so because honestly, like as far as Halo action figures, I wasn't a fan of McFarlane. I didn't like the size of them for being, you know, that kind of scale. And then also I wasn't a fan of the Mattel stuff. It just felt cheap to me. I mean, this Master Chief has, he feels bulky. He's a thick boy. And it's just that, you know, quality control issues on these. And he looks great just standing here. But, you know, it sucks that I can't put a gun in his right arm and let him hold it up. But yeah. We have marketing stuff going on with Taco Bell, like you said, you're talking about, and the commercial they released for that.
That thing was awesome.
It feels like old Halo ad campaigns, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, Halo 2.
Yeah.
I remember getting a Slurpee from 7-Eleven just because it was a Halo cup that you could get with it.
Yep.
So it's exciting. It sucks that there's a delay because obviously the game has been delayed, and it sucks that these things were obviously planned way in advance and we're seeing them. But, you know, they just announced a new Nerf gun as well. What do they call that thing? The Mangler. Is that what it was? Yeah. And then.
Yeah. Yeah. The Mangler. Yeah.
But you know, as far as a person who's into collecting things, as far as action figures and stuff, like I'm glad it's not Mattel, and I'm glad it's not McFarlane. So hopefully they'll get better with their quality control. But
yeah. I mean, on the ad, when I saw that ad immediately, I was like, whoa, okay. Some infinite stuff. Let's see. And when I saw that, you know, the guy in Master Chief's armor was able to grapple shot onto the Banshee, I kind of freaked out for a second. I was like, wait a second, can we do this? I, you know, that'd be kind of amazing to do in multiplayer, you know what I mean? Like, you know, big team battle, there's a Banshee, you know, your buddy's got the Banshee saying, come on, let's hop on a ride so I can go get you the sniper, whatever it is. And you're gonna, you know, grapple shot and get a little hitchhike, you know, onto another place on the map.
Or like be able to do that to hijack one.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Be able to hijack a vehicle.
I didn't even think of that.
I would assume if it would work with a Banshee, it would work with any other vehicle. Just imagine capture the flag, and you know, you have enemies coming in full force in a Warthog.
Mm.
You know, someone goes and saves the day by grapple hooking onto the grapple shot onto the Warthog and take out the driver and slow him down. Like,
yeah,
you know,
oof. That would be so sick, dude. That would be so sick. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's so many things like, and there's so many other equipment that we have no idea about.
You know, in the demo where he would grab the fusion coils and throw them, I would hope that would be able to be done in multiplayer as well. Because like that's another thing. Like you have an enemy Yeah. Coming on a Warthog, you grab a fusion coil and throw it at them, and it blows up. Like, it's just like there's so much cool potential in multiplayer with that grapple shot. And
even grabbing a sniper rifle, like if you see the sniper rifle and you so happen to have the equipment grapple shot, you go ahead and use that, and you're like, you're both chasing the sniper, but you know, you have the grapple shot, you can go ahead and snatch that thing a little bit earlier. That would be kind of cool too, if you could use that for weapons and things. Oh my god, there's so many ideas that now, like just the grapple shot alone, and there's still, you know, I'm pretty sure there's not just, the game's not going to launch with two equipment items. I'm pretty sure we're going to have more.
Oh, and I just thought of something. I just want to bring this up because I realized the other day.
Yeah, man.
Because I remember we had this conversation, but when these toys were first announced and shown off, I remember specifically there was a weapon that we're like, oh, that looks like it could be a new weapon. And I was like, nope, that's the Hydra. Mm-hmm. It's just a redesigned Hydra. And I swore up and down that it was. Yeah, it's a Hydra. But was it Dust? Okay, good. I think we all had like a conversation on it. Was it Dust that was in that cover?
Yeah, you, me, and Dust, and we were all talking about what could it be. But then I was even thinking like, oh, what is it? It could be this. It could be that. And then when you told me like, no, it's just a reskin of the Hydra, I was like, oh yeah. And I kind of shut down my.
I just want to throw that out there that I was right.
You know what, man? Your trophy's in the mail. I got
it. All right. Well, it better be a Series X.
It's shaped like a Series X. Yeah, it's a tissue box. So the next time that you're wrong, you can go use that tissue box. Yeah. So anyways, that ad is really cool. It kind of seeing the grapple shot used there had me thinking, oh my gosh, what kind of things can you do in multiplayer? So we'll definitely have an episode dedicated to that. Hopefully we get to see some multiplayer really soon. I mean, you know, we were told we're going to see something after the delay. I'm sure they want to wait out a little bit. I have heard, you know, some people who potentially, you know, say that they play the game and they've been, you know, putting stuff out there that, you know, their opinion, their thoughts on the game, nothing set in stone, you know, but they do say that there is, if they are the person who they say they are, if they are actually QA testing, they did say that, you know, the game looks a lot better, feels a lot better than what people saw in the demo. So I'm really excited to see what kind of improvements that 343 is working on, and everyone else who's working on the game, because I know there's so many people, Certain Affinity is working on the game as well. So there's so many people who are working on this game. And so I'm really stoked. I can't wait to see some multiplayer. I mean, every day I'm thinking about it. You know, there's other games coming out and there's other things going out in the industry right now. And You know, we might dabble into that just very briefly, but I'm constantly thinking about the multiplayer.
I'm hoping and praying that we will get a flight, because they obviously have enough of the game to feel like that they were close to launch.
Yeah.
I feel like if they released it in a flight and it was let's just say Infinite releases fall of next year, holidays next year. I'm hoping it's not that far away, but if it is.
I'm hoping it is, actually. I'm hoping it is. The longer, the better, because that means that the game is like fully polished. I just want a really good game. I don't want a game right away.
I will be selfish here and say I do not want to wait. That's why I'm saying
okay.
Let's have a flight. Like, have a flight that is I can understand at the same time not wanting to release something so soon if it is a year away. As far as the flight, I mean, we did get the Halo 5 beta super early, so I'm hoping that we can get something like that, even if it's just like a timed thing where it's, you know, like the flights where, you know, let's just say it's a weekend or however long, or, you know, up 2 weeks or whatever they decide to do. Like, it'd be nice to have something with the fact that the Series X is coming out and that was supposed to be a launch title for the Series X and Series S, and it's not. It would be nice to be able to get our hands on it, you know, as far as flight testing it or having an open beta so that we can help in making that game as polished as possible.
Yeah.
You're trying to, you know, they don't have to give us all the features. Like, I would be totally fine with Slayer, you know, and then.
Yeah. Slayer and maybe CTF, right? Like, at least something else, right? Where they got to test out some sort of objectives, but like simple. You know, one or two maps, that's it. Everything that we saw in the demo, nothing more. You know, even if it's just an assault rifle and grenades, then you can't even pick up weapons on the map. Like, and you can use, you know, equipment and see how that works. anything, because once you put it in the wild and you put it on the hands of actual players, there's so much data you can collect and so much things that you can like learn about your game and how to improve it and make it better, that I feel like the more time that is not done, that a flight is not taken, that there's not sort of some test being done to this game, is harmful, I think, to the game. I think the more time goes between us, you know, not being able to have a flight and us having a flight, I think we need to have flights as soon as possible. Not because I want to try the game out. Yes, a little bit of that, right? Like, we all want to try the game, but like, don't even give it to me. Just give it to a bunch of other QA testers and get it in their hands. And
you know that there's QA testers QA in the game, but
I'm just saying, like, can we get a little bit more, like, you know, a more exclusive flight test? You know what I mean? Where, you know, it's under an NDA, you can't post anything, stream anything, or share anything, you know, and you go ahead and you test it out. And so, kind of like what Sea of Thieves did before, right? When they did that on the inside Xbox, they tested that out. You couldn't talk about it, but a lot of people were playing it, you know? And so something like that, where you can try it out, but not talk about it.
I feel like if you look at the history of what's been going on with Halo as far as flight testing, like, they really depend on that flight testing. Yeah. And it gives them really good feedback. And heck, even if it's under, like, I don't know, some people may not like this idea, but having it under, I guess, in a sense, a paywall with Game Pass, you know, with Game Pass, give you, you know, you get...
Yeah.
Get into the beta or flight test or whatever. And I don't know. I just feel like that there just needs to be something we need to get our hands on. Even, I mean, I'm not saying even obviously not at launch of the Series X, that's not happening. Maybe it would. Who knows? We're still over a month away from that.
A while away.
I just hope that something happens. You know, we obviously, like, we were talking about the toys and stuff, and like, even Best Buy, you know, they announced a bundle where you get a steelbook and a Dark Horse statue. The Dark Horse statue is releasing, I think, the day that the Series X releases. So obviously that was planned in advance. And so, you know, we're getting all this marketing, we're getting all these toys and collectibles. And I'm just hoping that we get something so that it continues to you know, the hype continues to grow.
Yeah, we need some fuel, right? We need some coal, wood, whatever it is, we need something going on to get us hyped, get us excited. Even if they show off, like, hey, look at the same exact demo, but look at some of the changes we did. Look at it with you know, ray tracing. Look at it with, you know, whatever it is. You know, you look at games like Cyberpunk 2077. That game has been in development for a long time, but I think I'm almost sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Cyberpunk 2077. And Halo Infinite have been in development almost the same amount of time.
Yeah. Was it 2013 is when they announced it, right? Yep. So, yep. I mean, that game has been there for a while, but look at all the updates they've given us.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We have Night City Watch. So give us something like the sprints, like, hey, look, we have, you know, maybe not call it the sprints because, you know, it's in delay and you don't want to show too much stuff like that, but you know, you can kind of show like, hey, look, this is how we design some of the weapons that you're going to play. This is how we design some of the maps that you're going to play. And then you don't show gameplay or anything. You just show the maps. And now people are like, whoa, there's a multiplayer map. You know, I'll go crazy if they show us some maps that they're doing. You know, I'll go crazy if they show us just another screenshot of anything.
Yeah.
We'll go nuts. And so do the toys help? Yeah. There's, you know, some really cool characters. There's that elite. Can you remind me the name of the elite? Jaga, dude.
But he's a freaking awesome looking character, and I'm excited to know.
He's an amazing looking character, and I just want to know more, right? And so, you know, when I saw that, I was like, okay, cool. They're giving us a little something. Obviously, there's a delay, but they want to give us something. I got it. Cool. We got a figure, so you have a 3D version of that you can check out. But, you know, show us some new animations. Show us some gameplay, because, you know, concept art is cool and all, but I want to see, like, animations. I want to see things going on. And now with the delay of the game, does that mean they're going to delay the art book? You know, are they going to delay other things that they have? Is there other stuff that they have up their sleeve that they have to hold out until launch of the game? You know, these toys obviously weren't supposed to release now.
Well, they were supposed to release now, but obviously they were so far into development. I mean, still, I guess you could say the same thing with Cyberpunk, with the Cyberpunk figures out there.
That's true. You're so right. But anyways, I like we both want to see something. We both can agree that we both really want to see something new to feel the hype. And I'm super stoked. I'm super stoked. But getting on to the next topic here is ODST on PC. I don't have a PC currently. And I know that you haven't checked out MCC on PC.
No, yeah, I've downloaded ODST. I've gotten that far. That's
okay. Okay, you got. Yeah. You just a step closer. You just a step closer to keeping it clean. I think when it comes to ODST, ODST is one of my favorites in the series. I even thought about it. I was like, you know what? I think I want to play it again. And I haven't played it in 4K yet. I just got a 4K TV like 2 months ago or so. So my thing is like, I'm really stoked to play that in 4K and check out that game again and revisit that game because, man, that's one to me that is amazing. It was kind of like your first open world Halo. You know, if you think about it, it was the best, you know, version of an open world Halo that we've seen thus far. And there was so much mystery, and I loved the genre that it took, where it went noir, and it was this like you were figuring out it was like a detective noir movie film, you know what I mean? So it was like really cool to see that. I sort of wish that there was a black and white mode where you could just turn everything black and white and play the game like that. That'd be kind of cool too. But no, I mean, I love that game, and so it's really good to see that more and more of these titles from Halo are coming on to MCC, and ODST being added is really great. But I have been playing multiplayer, Halo 3 multiplayer, and they added the ODST weapons, like the silenced pistol and SMG, onto multiplayer. There's even a mode dedicated to that. And it feels really, really cool because, you know, those games came out and you didn't have an opportunity to play use those weapons in Halo 3 multiplayer, but now you do. And now with these seasons where you have different customization options, man, it makes the game feel so much like just a lot more fun. And it makes it feel like, you know, I want to dive into some Halo 3 matches. Halo 3 is my personal favorite, of course, but I want to play some more. And having, you know, these seasonal items on there, oh man, it's a blast, dude. It's a blast. You got to check it out.
Oh yeah, definitely. I plan on it. I plan on it as soon as things slow down, just to jump into. Yeah,
we gotta play this week for sure. We gotta do some campaign and stuff. But yeah, man, I'm really stoked that that's on PC. And speaking of ODST coming on PC, Halo 4 PC flights are gonna be coming very, very soon. There's an article all about it. You guys can go ahead on Halo Waypoint and look for that development on MCC article, the recent one. Where they kind of go a little bit into detail about ODST and then what's coming next to MCC. So obviously Halo 4 is the next installment to be added and then will be kind of completed on this whole journey. But it's pretty cool, man. I'm looking forward to Halo 4 being added to PC and then eventually crossplay. That's really where it's going to be awesome, where you can play with anybody no matter what platform on Xbox or PC.
Oh, definitely, for sure. Exciting.
I think you'll finally play Halo with me more often.
Probably not.
And probably spank me up, man. I can imagine playing on PC, getting whooped, man. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll go ahead and get into. We talked about the Dark Horse statue that's going to be coming out. Are you going to be collecting that on November 10th? Are you going to let it, you know, let it slide, or is that something that you feel like you need?
I definitely want it. I know. I think that I'm just at the point where I want anything Halo right now. And so I'm trying to be careful. Like, I'm not going to go and get all the mega construct stuff. Cause I don't have time to build them. Cause I'm not the type of person, like when I collect things, I don't keep them in a box. Like I need to take them out. And I know some people collect the mega construct stuff and keep them in the box. For me, that seems pointless. Cause it's like, it's a toy that you build. Definitely excited that there's products coming out. I want more Infinite. I want to know more. And especially, like, I think so far my favorite figure is the Jigga figure, just because he's so mysterious, because we don't know too much about him.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, dude. Like, when I saw that character, I was like, oh, snap, dude. This guy's awesome. You know, obviously, I'm really in, like, not only because of Cyberpunk, but before Cyberpunk was coming out, I was really into the Cyberpunk art style. And so seeing him there, I was like, yo, this is so cool, dude. Like, this guy looks like something so different than our usual like Covenant that we've seen, right? A design from them where, you know, this was really, really cool, you know? So he has like a little, like, he's like almost like a cyborg, and you can see he's got damage. So you kind of want to know what happened to him. How did he get there? Did that make him rugged? What kind of mindset does he have? Is he a boss? Are we going to fight him? Is he an ally? What's going on? You know what I mean? Obviously he's an enemy, but can some of these enemies turn into allies? Cause some of these guys are so cool. I'm kind of like, yo, can we be friends? You know, like this is cool looking characters. When I saw that design, I was like, okay, this is cool. I needed a little something to help me out here. So that was really cool.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm excited to learn more about him and what his story is. Cause obviously he's going to be an important character in the game. Yeah. And I mean, the fact that there's an action figure of him. I mean, yeah, they have a Chief Bruton or Chief Bruton. What the heck? A Brute Chieftain. It's okay, you can get it out there. And then they have, you know, you have just regular enemies like Jackals and Grunts and stuff. But, you know, he was in a 2-pack and I feel like he's going to be an important character. And I hope he is. I hope that it's not like, just give me about 30 to 50% more story than Locke. And I think I'll like it.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, looking at the design right now, you have, you know, he's got this energy sword attached to his left arm. And then on his right arm, he has an actual red energy sword. So that's kind of cool, too. Like, is that energy sword just a different color or does it have different traits?
I wonder that energy thing on his arm is more like a shield.
It looks more like it could play for both. Like, it could be a melee. It could be a melee weapon, but also it could look like it could shield him up a little bit. But even his armor is damaged on that side where his arm is been taken out. So it looks like
he's been through some stuff.
He's been through some stuff even after what he went through already. It looks like he's still.
Well, I wonder if it's the damaged armor. I mean, if he just kept his armor, he lost his arm or whatever, and then you know he's got his. I don't know. I mean, I'm holding the figure right now. And I mean, he's definitely a cool character, and I'm hoping that he's really hashed out, and we learn more about him. And
yeah, man. But okay, so we'll get in to our next topic. Here is we got a couple questions. So I don't know, Eric, if you want to go ahead and read one of those questions that we have. Maybe you can start off with the one from Roman. We can get through that really quick.
The Roman Empire X, or what he asks is, what other game companies do you think Microsoft would buy next? Obviously, that is not Halo related, but I still feel like, you know, it's still a good question. Honestly, yeah. I'm not sure. What else is there for them to buy at this point? I mean, I know there was rumors of them buying WB Games and Bungie, but that's been shut down. It wouldn't surprise me if they did buy Bungie, but because I mean Microsoft and I honestly could see them keeping running. You know, let's just say if they did buy Bungie, and then they have Destiny, and then obviously they've got something else that they're working on. I would feel like Destiny would continue to be multi-platform, and then whatever Bungie's working on next would be exclusive to Xbox, so PC and console.
Yeah,
though. I'm not really sure like who else they, you know, would buy at this point besides some smaller, because I mean they just dropped, what was it, $7 billion, $7.5 billion?
$7.3 billion.
That's a lot of flipping money. And that's like I'm not the biggest fan of Bethesda as far as their games. Like I've never really gotten into a lot of their games, like
Skyrim, Fallout, Doom.
I like Doom, but I've just never really gotten into Fallout, for example. And you know, I know a lot of people, it's weird, like I've seen some people like really upset that Microsoft bought Bethesda, but I just think that, I mean, it was a good that was a really good purchase for Microsoft, because there's a lot of good IPs. I mean, like the Elder Scrolls, for example. Like,
dude, they're gonna make so much money just off of that game alone.
Yeah, and then you know, you could just get Doom, Fallout, that Ghostwire Tokyo game that's coming out. I'm really excited about that game. And
Deathloop, which is an exclusive to PlayStation, but you know, a timed exclusive.
Wolfenstein. Yep. And you know, so they just have a ton of games. So I feel like Microsoft probably won't be purchasing any major companies anytime soon, like huge companies. I mean, they could. I don't know. I could be very wrong. Microsoft's got tons of money. And obviously this was a purchase that, you know, they're going to make their money back real quick. With it, and you know, they're going, you know, they've already added Doom Eternal to Game Pass, so that's there.
Have you tried it out yet?
Yeah, I tried it all out on streaming it on my phone. I had a really bad connection at the time, so it wasn't a very good experience, and I'm not blaming it on, you know, the streaming. It was my connection. But
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think? Who else could they buy? I mean,
I would love to see them buy WB, because there's a lot of really good games on there, and it seems like they have a good relationship with WB. You know, Shadow of Mordor is one of the best video games, that like a new game from a franchise that I played, like really awesome. Plus you got the new Batman series games that are coming out that people can enjoy. So seeing them buy WB would be really great. I would like to see them do that. Honestly, I mean, CD Projekt Red, if they bought them, I could see them doing that and just adding them onto their roster of acquisitions. So CD Projekt Red would be one that I would really like to see happen. Make a lot of the stuff that they produced, you know, exclusive. Because at the end of the day, like, not against anything against PlayStation at all, other than the design of the PlayStation 5, not anything against them at all, for real. There's a lot of games that the PlayStation 5 has to offer. I know we're a Halo podcast, but this is gaming related, and we're going to talk about it really quick because someone asked us.
This. Microsoft should buy Ubisoft so they can fix Ubisoft. They have a lot of great IPs, and Splinter, like if they brought back Splinter Cell, for me, like when I first got an Xbox, it was Halo, Mech Assault, and Splinter Cell. Like those were my games.
Yep.
And to me, like Sam Fisher could be a face of Xbox easily in my mind. And they, you know, they could fix Ubisoft and stop Ubisoft from releasing the same thing over and over again with a different skin. And then, you know, to me, that would be a great purchase. And I know this probably won't happen, but I know there's a lot of it's a thing that I'm okay with, because I've been a big fan of them, is Sega. Like if they bought Sega.
Oh, if they bought Sega.
They bought Sega, and then you have, you know, you have your quote unquote Mario there, like you have Sonic the Hedgehog, and they could churn out so many great Sonic games. And
I feel like they would get Sonic just right. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they would focus Sonic versus trying to make him like five different, you know, different types of games. They just focus in on what makes what people really like about playing as Sonic. And I think they would do a really good job of that. But after that, they could do their own, you know, Super Smash game. You know what I mean? They could pretty much, with all the characters they have. I put a tweet out not too long ago. I put 28 off the top of my head, 28 playable characters. That's good to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. I just feel like obviously Microsoft's not done buying companies, and there's not many left out there that are, you know, just, I mean, there's a ton of companies. Let me take that back. There's not a lot of companies out there I'm like, oh yeah, like that would be a purchase that would make a huge dent in the gaming industry. The big ones could be Sega, you know, WB that we mentioned, because I mean, freaking Mortal Kombat, like that's a popular game. Yes. And then the Hitman games as well.
Oh, that's right. WB does those well. Wow. Yeah.
But I feel like for me, like if I was to choose, it would be Ubisoft or Sega. Ubisoft to fix the mess
and bring back some IPs like Splinter Cell.
Because I feel like they could purchase Ubisoft and be like, okay, here's, you guys are working on 20 games, let's cut this down to 5.
Yeah, and make them really good, like 5 really good games. Obviously, you'd keep the Just Dance, right? Like they'll just like, yeah, you guys just do what you do, bring us money. You know what I mean? But they could also work on toning down. And there's like there's that Battle Royale game that they have. They have a battle royale game. I'm brain farting right now.
I don't know. I'm
hyper something. But they have this battle royale game. I think they could, like, you know, because to be honest.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Hyperscape.
Hyperscape. Thank you so much, dude. That game right there is cool, but I played like 3 rounds and I said, okay, I'm done. Maybe I'm, you know, something wrong with me. But, you know, there's nothing really special there. When I go play Warzone, when I go play Apex, when I go play these other games, there's something really cool there. Now, I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody who really likes Hyperscape, but, you know, when I play that game, I'm kind of like, okay, well, you know, they added a wall. You can do that in Fortnite. They added this. You can do that in this game. So
what do you mean? You're not allowed to have an opinion? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, for my thing is that, you know, I personally don't see anything special there.
No, I get it. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't speak out to you.
Oh, let's do Battle Royale so we can get some money on that and we'll do seasons and other stuff. It's like, okay, cool. But, like, do you need to do a Battle Royale game? Like, do you, like, is there anything, are you adding anything special to the genre? No? Okay, well, maybe make Hyperscape a really cool sci-fi shooter and add a story to it and all these other things that you could do. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I know we're going on a tangent with this here, and it's nothing to do with Halo, but like, you know, we talked about Sam Fisher being back and being the face of, but it's like, you think about all the other Tom Clancy games, like Rainbow Six Siege, for example, is still doing well, you know, still a popular game. And then, you know, it's like, what, you'll have Tom Clancy games, you have Watch Dogs, the Division, like, the, you know, that could be Microsoft's Destiny if they continued the Division stuff. And but anyways,
oh man, I didn't even think of the Division.
Yeah,
oh, folks, that'd be amazing.
And then Far Cry, like I don't know why Far Cry, it, you know, I don't really play much.
I forgot about that one too, man. Oh my gosh, bro. Yes.
Yeah. So, but anyways, before we ramble on about this even more, the next question is Halo related.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you for getting us back on track. I needed you.
Heartless Crook on Twitter. This question pops up every new game, but do you think Chief will die in Infinite? And if so, where do you expect or want the series to go from there as sequels with new lead, prequels, as far back as precursors possibly? And, let me click on the rest of this question here because apparently I didn't show everything in the preview here. Precursors possibly, maybe tap into other genres like horror, etc. You're telling me that there's no horror in Halo? Because I remember being scared poopless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get what he's saying, dude. Like, he's saying, I want to say, first of all, I want to say, hey, thank you, Roman, and thank you, Heartless, for putting in those questions. We really appreciate that you guys went ahead and did that.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's great conversation, so we really appreciate that, and we thank you for listening as well. But go for it.
I don't think Chief is going to die in Infinite.
Neither do I.
Master Chief is one of those characters, like Mario. You could kill him off, but I don't think that. I think that would hurt the franchise in general. I mean, and I don't think we're going to get Infinite, and then based on what they have said about Infinite and how this is kind of like a reboot.
Yep.
Why would you kill your main character?
Yep.
In a reboot? But you know, if it did happen, you know, I really want them to take the time to build up a character that we like. You know, it's kind of think of it like, I don't know if this is the best comparison, but like the Mandalorian, right? That's a new character. You know, they've been building him up, but everybody loves the Mandalorian. At least, I mean, everyone I've talked to really loves the Mandalorian. And it's a new character. Obviously, he's similar in aesthetic as far as Boba Fett, and that was a character that a lot of people expected to have its own series that didn't happen. But I would want a good character, because you think about Master Chief and just how fleshed out his character is.
Yeah.
But I would love to see, you know, if Infinite comes out and they don't kill Chief or he doesn't die off, I still want to see other games like prequels or even as he said in the tweet, horror. Like, that would be really cool to see something like that, kind of like, you know, ODST was kind of like that, that noir feeling type thing. So I don't personally think they're gonna kill him off just because this is a reboot and that's a character that a lot of people are in love with. Just like, you know, if you were to take, I think maybe they thought about doing that with Halo 5 and making Locke the new, you know, new Spartan, but who knows? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But I do know, like, you know, if you were to say, all right, here, you know, we're going to kill off Mario. we're going to kill off Mario and replace him with someone similar. And it's like, well,
yeah, like Luigi's going to take over now. Like,
we're not even that, just a new character in general that you know, doesn't, he has a beard instead of a mustache and is similar looking and does similar things. It's like, why, you know, this is a character that you've built up for so many years. And this is a character that obviously, that, you know, he's the face of the game. Mm-hmm. This isn't Madden, you know, like, you know, there's a new face on the cover. Like, he's the face of the game. And then you know, you go and kill him off, then
a lot of people are going to be upset.
Because again, with the whole idea of it being a reboot, you want people to fall in love with this character. You want kids, younger kids, to fall in love with this character, so that they have fans of this character like we are. And the Master Chief and his character and the backstory, everything that they have there is what made me fall in love with Halo. Mm-hmm. And I just don't personally see them doing it.
Yeah.
But if they did, they'd better pick a really good character that we like to be the new face. But I just don't see it happening. What do you think?
I think that Master Chief isn't going to die at all. It's a spiritual reboot. They're not going to go ahead and say, hey, here's this 10-year-long game we're going to work on, and we're going to kill him at the end. I don't think that's something that we're going to see, because Infinite is going to be a platform, right? Forza is going to be a platform. These games are going to be a platform. So these games are supposed to last for a really long time. I don't think they're going to work so hard on building up Chief and doing all these things to then bring it on to someone else. Because the character that we see now, you know, there's a lot we don't see, but the character we see now is the pilot. He's really cool. He's relatable. But he's kind of our, like, Cortana. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so someone who we can relate to in certain areas, right? So Chief is like us, but then we need some sort of humanism in there, so we have the pilot, right? Before it was Cortana, now we have the pilot. So I don't see that they're going to kill off Chief, because if that was the case, then who we're going to play as the pilot from now on? You know, he might be really great, but I don't think anyone's going to be signing up for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could we get a game in the future with him? Yeah, that, you know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with giving us a bunch of games, but at the end of the day, we love the story that Master Chief has to tell. We love the story between Chief and Cortana. We love the story between, you know, of him conquering every kind of feat that comes his way and ending up on top and saving humanity. That's the kind of thing why we love, one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why we love Halo. Yep. So I don't see him dying. If he did die, they'd have to implement that character in now and start hyping that person up now, not just have Chief die and then have some other guy come up. You know, I don't think that happened. Now, I understand, because there's a lot of marketing that we've seen with Halo 5 that it seemed like maybe Chief is going to die. And I think that 343 learned their lesson with Halo 5 of like, okay, we're going to keep Chief around. This is the guy who, you know, keeps this franchise alive. So going on to the next aspect of this question is, you know, other than a new lead, could we see a prequel game? I'll take that. You know, I think we're going to see Chief keep on going on and thriving and doing his thing and saving the world and saving the galaxy. But when it comes to games like the precursors and stuff, I don't know if people are ready for that. I feel like that's something that you could add, like, throughout the lifespan of Halo Infinite. If this is a game that's supposed to last 10 years, you know, give us, out of a total of those 10 years, give us 60 hours of prequel games.
I just thought of something that would be cool. I know there's people who are really into this type of stuff and some people who are not, but like, if they were to give us a precursors type game, like, what if it was like in the form of like a visual novel or something, like something that's, you know, way out of the norm of what you typically think of Halo. Point and click, or just a visual novel where, you know, you have the story, and lore nerds would love that, obviously. Yeah. And I mean, because there's a lot of, I mean, because the thing is there's a lot of stuff on the precursors there already because of the books. Yeah. And
are you saying something more like Tell Me Why, a game like that?
I'm not familiar with that, but
it's kind of like the Telltale games.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, something like that, those, like the Batman. Or I don't know, just something different. Yeah, you know, I do know that obviously Infinite isn't the end of Halo. Like, yeah. I feel like there will be other games within the Halo universe, but they may not be the same. You know, they may not be a first person shooter. You know, something different. I mean, obviously we have Halo Wars, but it'd be cool to see that those games continue. I don't know. I feel like with the way that Infinite is going right now, that's going to free them up for a lot more stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. I feel like also I think that you know, we got ODST coming out in MCC. I think it'd be really cool to see an ODST 2, or, you know, ODST Helljumpers, I know that that's my like code name for the Battle Royale mode, but I think a game like that would be perfect, right? You come out with an ODST game, it has a story mode on it, and, you know, really good story mode, kind of like something that falls with the same lines of what ODST had in this, you know, continuation of like new versions of ODST, different people, you know, a new squad, maybe, you know, maybe Buck as a Spartan, you know, heading this ODST crew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can play as Buck and you have these, you know, more Spartan attributes, but yet maybe he's like, or I don't know. I'm just going on off the top of my head. But maybe he's like, you know, I'm tired of being a Spartan. Let me just go be an ODST again. I want to, you know, keep getting the action. And he has this whole history about him. So that would be kind of cool too, you know, seeing Buck back in, you know, and trying to see, you know, that story continue on and then add in a Battle Royale mode to that. That'd be kind of cool, you know, and in the Halo universe, that'd be pretty sweet.
Well, just even think about like with the idea of Infinite in general. I mean, there's so much room to where they could add campaign levels that are nothing. It's not even Chief. It's Buck, for example. Like,
yeah, I'm down.
A whole other story, some seasonal thing, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, as goofy as it sounds, look at Fortnite and all the different seasonal stuff that they do, where they're bringing in the Avengers. I'm not saying that, you know, bring something from, you know, bringing Doomslayer into it, but I'm just saying that like it would be cool to see things added like that that are outside your, you know, your typical Chief story, because obviously there's a lot to tell out there with Halo in general. So it'd be cool to see, you said, like Buck leading some ODSTs and on a couple missions, like, you know, if it's just 5 to 6 missions or something, or
go crazy, make another. I mean, there's 10 years is a long time, right? So like, go crazy, man, like, or make a separate game, make a completely separate game.
Yeah.
And make it, you know, Halo ODST, Halo Helljumpers. And it's dedicated to those guys and that story. It comes with a Battle Royale mode and everything. And now everyone who wanted a Battle Royale can just buy that game. And if you didn't, you want to play just Master Chief and that's it. Cool. You have that game too. You know what I mean? Like, you're good to go. And then
even on the idea of like Destiny, how they're doing it, right? How they've been doing their game where they have like Beyond Light and Shadowkeep, and, you know, it could be something like that, where I know we're kind of getting on, you know, we've talked about this before as far as releasing expansions or whatever.
Yeah, which I mean, if Infinite's a 10-year game,
yeah, like Infinite Halo Infinite Helljumpers, you know, like there's a portion of the game that focuses on that. That doesn't mean it takes away from Chief, but, you know, you could still continue that story of Chief, but then you could have missions where you're playing as Buck, for example, and then Chief, and they're working together just like you did with you know, the older Halo games where you switch between characters that you played, but you had different stories playing out.
Instead of just being Chief and Arbiter, you have Chief, Arbiter, you know, all these different other characters, Buck, you know, whoever else, you know. Help me out here with the female Spartan that is really cool.
Tanaka?
Tanaka is really cool, but Palmer. No one really knows anything about Palmer, so you want to go add in some story about Palmer, you could do that too if you want.
There's so many possibilities there, and obviously the name Infinite kind of gives them that room and to have that, as long as things can be, you know, stuck to the lore and the story and just feel like Halo, I have no problem with it. Like, to me, kind of going back on the, you know, if someone was to replace Chief, I think Buck would be awesome if anyone was to replace Chief, it would be Buck. But anyways, I think we're getting to that time now, but
yeah, we're getting to that time now. And then also, like, last little thing is, like, if you want to do a horror, you know, play as Marines, and, you know, it kind of, there's more of a threat, so it kind of, you're kind of more scared, you more relied on a health pack system, stuff like that. And you can do something like that too. And then, you know, kind of Marines versus the Flood, that's a little scarier than Chief versus the Flood, you know what I mean?
Well, make it scary, like, was Alien Isolation, is that what it was called?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Like, you're on a ship and you're trying to get away from the Flood, or even just
elite, whatever. I'm down. Give it to me. I'm down.
Because obviously, as as chief, you're this big A Spartan. You know, he doesn't have much fear, but when you take an elite, put it next to a human, those things are huge.
It's a lot different. Chief takes out them like nothing, but you put a Marine in there trying to take them out, it's like, whoa, okay, this is tough, you know. But yeah, man. Yeah, man, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna wrap it up here. I'm really glad with the questions that we got, the time we were able to have and chat about Halo. We love Halo. We love this franchise. Glad we were able to talk a little bit about some other things too. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna wrap it up. I hope you guys appreciated this episode. Enjoy this episode. Eric, maybe you want to go ahead and share our socials so that if anyone wants to get connected.
Well, I was going to say real quick. Yeah, I think this is the first time that we've done questions.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be great to continue to do this. I think it's fun. Yeah, we only got two questions, but that was enough to keep a conversation going for a while. Yeah. So you could find us on Twitter at Halo United. It's Halo then UNTD, and you can also head to our website at halounited.net. We also have a Discord. You can find that link on our Twitter account. If you want to talk to me directly, you can find me at South TV on Twitter. That's primarily where I'm at. So it's SOVTHTV and Hungry Bear. What about you?
Yeah, man. If you guys want to go ahead and chat it up about some Halo or anything else, really, I've been doing a couple of things. Little passion projects. I have a couple of things working on. So if you want to know more about that and just chat about some Halo, you can go ahead and follow me on Twitter at HungryXB3AR. So if you want to go ahead and that's it, you want to chat about gaming industry, you want to chat about some of the, you know, things with Xbox, PlayStation, whatever's going on. I've been doing that a lot lately. But if you guys want to talk about Halo, you know that I'm going to go on and on and on. So looking forward to that. I also wanted to mention, we got some people that we're going to be having very, very soon. We're going to have some guests very soon. It's all about the community. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. So we're going to be having that very, very soon. We're going to have that scheduled up. We are going to be popping out episodes a lot more frequently than we were before. So bear with us. You know, we have a lot of things going on. We got real life going on. We got things going on. So, you know, bear with us. So we're trying to make sure that we can get good quality content out to you guys. But also, you know, there's not too much going on. So we want to, you know, come out when we have something that we can really talk about. And so be looking forward to some of the guests we're going to be having, be looking forward to some of the topics we're going to be going over. And I hope that you guys can keep on sending some questions because, this is really fun. I'm really glad that you guys sent us some questions and I'm looking forward to answering more and getting into some good discussions. So, we're looking forward to it. So, Eric, you got any projects or anything going on or kind of just keeping it clean?
Oh, I've got some projects, home projects.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's dying to hear about that.
You and I have some projects that we're working on that eventually, hopefully we'll get it out there.
Yeah, we got some stuff we got planned right now. So you guys, you know, you want to hear some more from us from other things. You know, today was kind of like that. Hey, we're talking about something, you know, a little different. If you guys want to hear some of our opinions and stuff like that, you're interested in that, stay tuned. We got something coming soon. So I hope you guys are excited. So that's going to be it. Thank you for listening to episode 10 of the Halo United podcast. We really love doing this and we love doing it for you guys, and we love Halo. So we Definitely. Hope that you guys enjoy, and we'll see you guys later.
See ya.